Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a hilarious action, if there's any hilarious action taken by the Russian government, taken by Putin. They just announced that they were banning and excluding 963 Americans from traveling to Russia. Now, nobody I know is going to Russia anytime soon. They're not going anytime soon because Russia will seize people under various pretexts, throw them in jail, use them as pawns. You're crazy to go to Russia, quite frankly, right now. I went to Russia in 1997 with a delegation from our Justice Department to give talks to Russian lawyers, prosecutors, politicians about our legal system. Because Russia briefly from about 1991 till Putin came in was somewhat free. Boris Yeltsin wasn't great, but it was somewhat free. And people went there. Some Americans would go there, move there. You know, they're expats. It's not happening anymore. In any event, we had banned from the United States, Putin himself, obviously, Lavrov, all of the bigwigs over there, the sadists, the genocidal sadists who invaded Ukraine. Also, a lot of their Duma, which is their parliament, their Congress. Well, Russia's getting around to doing the same to us. Now, here is the fascinating thing. Here's short list of whom they banned. I'm not going to give you all 963 names, but who they didn't ban. You know, there's a famous line from Sherlock Holmes. I was a real Sherlock Holmes freak when I was a kid. Read every one of them. They're great. If you want to get kids to read, have them read Sherlock Holmes, Arthur Conan Doyle. They're excellent. And in one of them, you know, Holmes is this detective who just sits in a chair smoking a pipe and figures it out without even doing anything. He's the ultimate logician, the ultimate magician. However, Dr. Watson is his sort of plotting, thick-headed sidekick. And in one of the stories, he said, Watson, what do you make of this case of what the dog did in the night? Watson said, but Holmes, the dog did nothing in the night. And then Holmes said, that is the curious incident. In other words, the dog recognized whoever came in and did the dastardly deed and didn't bark. Anyway, you can tell a lot by who they banned. Top of the list was Joe Biden. Second was Kamala Harris, Jen Psaki, the communications director who just left for MSNBC from Biden. Also, Tony Blinken, Lloyd Austin, Hillary Clinton, Pete Buttigieg, all predictable, all Democrats whom you think that they would ban. But let me give you what the dog didn't do in the night, who they did not ban. They did not ban Donald Trump. They did not ban Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is not Tokyo Rose. Tucker Carlson is Tokyo Rose. They did not ban Tokyo Rose. Why? Because they stream everything he does on Russian-approved state TV and say that he's speaking for America. And Tokyo Rose, Tucker Carlson, is for Putin. He's attacked Zelensky. He's supporting Putin, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, saying we shouldn't be involved at all in helping the Ukrainians stop it, even though genocide is occurring, war crimes are occurring, children are being murdered, they're being shot. There are a number of instances where the men are all gone. You know, the men ages 18 to 60 were precluded from leaving the country and went into the military and they're gone. There have been many instances where women will take their kids in a car and try to get away. The minute they go by a Russian soldier, the Russian soldiers pump them with bullets, kill the kids, and kill the wife. Tuckio Rose, Tucker Carlson, says we shouldn't intervene with that. We shouldn't even give them any weapons to defend themselves. Donald Trump said that Putin was a genius. He said it was very smart what he did. He got all that real estate in Ukraine for just $2 in sanctions, end quote. So Trump and Tuckio Rose, Tucker Carlson, are not being banned from Russia. That should say all you need to know. I don't care who you're thinking. I don't care who you're thinking of supporting in 2024, Democrat or Republican or anyone else. That should tell you all you need to know about who's a loyal American, at least. Not every loyal American is competent to be president. I understand that. Not everyone is. But at the very least, you want somebody as president of the United States who's loyal to the United States. Who's loyal to the United States? Who stands up to our enemies? The Russian people historically are not our enemies. I've been to Russia, as I say, in 1997 during the thaw. Some very, very excellent people over there that I met. But their government, the way they run their state, has been our enemy for as long as we can remember. Ever since the beginning of communism, right after the First World War, communism was invented in the 19th century, but it came into government after the Russian Revolution, back in 1917, they killed the Romanov family. They killed the Tsar, Tsarina, and their 6 kids. Just very nasty. They just killed them. Took over, and from 1917 till 2022, right now, there have been about 10 years of relative freedom. And even then, Yeltsin was corrupt. And all of these authoritarian oligarchs stole all the money out of the state. They stole the state gas company. They stole the oil companies, communications companies, media, just flat out stole them. But at least for a decade in the 1990s, they were friendly to us. They invited delegations over to speak to their people. I went on one of them. There was talk originally, and I have no idea, but for Putin, why this didn't bear fruit, and I have no idea how they let Putin in. Actually, I sort of have an idea. He had his KGB buddies bomb Russian apartment buildings and kill more than 300 people, said it was the Chechnyans. He had to come in as a strong man, just for a moment, drive out the Chechnyans, and then he stayed. Now for 22 years, and he's extended himself for 14 more years, and it's turned them into a Nazi state. I understand that. But early on in the 1990s, the Russians were in talks with us about eventually joining the EU and joining NATO itself. They are a Slavic country, just like Poland and Ukraine and all the rest in Eastern Europe. They're a Slavic country. And their faith is Eastern Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, just like Serbia, just like half of Ukraine. And it would have been great. Then you would have had European unity from the Russia's border with China all the way through Central and Western Europe, and of course, the United States and Canada and Australia. Something happened, something changed. And as a result, we have 963 Americans sanctioned, banned from Russia. The predictable ones are Biden, Harris, Blinken, Austin, Hillary Clinton, Buttigieg. They threw in Morgan Freeman. Now, come on. Come on. Morgan Freeman's a decent guy. Morgan Freeman is not an elected official. Morgan Freeman is, you know, he's an iconic actor, good guy. They threw him in for good measure. What the heck? What the heck? But they did not throw in Donald Trump. And they did not throw in Tucker Carlson, Axis Sally. They didn't throw him in. And why not? Because Trump is on the take from the Ruskies. Trump's son, Eric, told a journalist, they, right when he was president, became president, that they had been funded by Russian oligarchs and banks for a long time. Because in the 1990s, Trump cheated so many American banks, left them holding the bag, went bankrupt, not personally bankrupt, he would send individual properties bankrupt, that they wouldn't give him money anymore. So the Ruskies gave him money. He's beholden to the Ruskies. You do not, it was a mistake to have made him president. What he ended up doing was betraying us to Putin. He was going to take us out of NATO. He cannot be permitted to get back in and betray the United States further. And that is why he has not been sanctioned by the Ruskies and why Tucker Carlson has not been sanctioned. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.